learners, as you are aware, that atom does not exist independently. Ultimately, atoms combine together to form a molecule. Now, question arises, why a molecule is formed or why the atoms combine together? So, you can simply explain that when the two atoms, same or different elements, approach to each other, if you consider the energy of these, after combination, the energy becomes less. Now, question arises, why energy is less? I think you are very aware in the 10th class that we follow octet rule. When a bond is formed, the electronic configurations of both the elements, you will find outermost electronic configuration, they have 8 electrons. So that's why they get a stable electronic configuration. And due to this stable electronic configuration, you can simply say a chemical bond will form. Or you can simply say, ki jab do parmadu, same, the ek saman elements are different elements, bhinn elements ke, ek dusre se approach karte hain, to ek bond banta hai, jise hum chemical bond kehte hain. इस बॉन्ड की जो आपका मॉलिक्यूल है, दिस इज कॉल्ड एज मॉलिक्यूल, मॉलिक्यूल की एनर्जी जो सेपरेट एटम्स की एनर्जी इफ यू कंपेयर दैट इज लेस. सो आप कह सकते हैं कि मॉलिक्यूल्स आर मोर स्टेबल, सो दैट्स व्हाई ए केमिकल बॉन्ड इज फॉर्म्ड. नाउ वी कैन इजीली एक्सप्लेन दिस वन. केमिकल बॉन्ड मे विजुलाइज्ड एज एन इफेक्ट दैट लीड्स टू इन डिक्रीज इन एनर्जी. सो एनर्जी डिक्रीजेज, केमिकल बॉन्ड विल फॉर्म. But question arises, how do atoms achieve the decrease in energy to form the chemical bond? The answer lies, I have told you, the electronic configuration. As you are aware, the noble gas do not react with other elements to form compounds. This is due to their stable electronic configuration with 8 electrons in their outermost shell, except helium, because helium cannot have 8 electrons, it will have only 2 electrons. So, you can simply say, that is why when two atoms combine, they will do so in such a way that they attain an electronic configuration of nearest noble gas. Now, for example, you take Na. Na, the electronic configuration is, you will find, this is 1s2, 2s2, then you can take 2p6 and 3s1.
One.
So, it has one electron. So this electron, if transferred to other atom, suppose Cl 287, if this electron transferred to other Cl, so both Na and Cl both will acquire 8 electrons. So they have complete octet, and that's why they are more stable. Now come the types of chemical bonding. Now there are different types of chemical bonding, as you are aware. Then first is ionic or electrovalent bond, second is covalent bond, third is, generally, it is also known as coordinate covalent bond. I will discuss here the hydrogen bonding also. Now, as far as ionic or electronic bond is concerned, you should be clear that we can simply say that in this case, transfer of electron from one atom to other atom. And after transferring the electrons, both will acquire inert gas electronic configuration. As I have just told you, you take MgCl2. The electronic configuration of magnesium is 282. And there are 2Cl having electronic configuration 287. If the both the electrons of magnesium that in the outermost cell are transferred to both 2-chlorine, then MgCl2 will form, and MgCl2 will have lower energy than the magnesium and 2Cl if you compare average energy. So MgCl2 is most stable. So you can see here the complete transfer of electron takes place. Ionic or electrovalent bond is formed. Now, this is not certain that always it happens. It has certain conditions. If conditions are not followed, then the ionic bond will not form. The first condition is that you can simply say the cation should have, or you can say metal should have, lower value of ionization enthalpy. This is, you can simply say, ionon urja, energy, essentially. Enthalpy, ionic enthalpy should be low, because if it is low, then electron can be easily transferred. If it is high, then electron cannot be transferred. If you take aluminum chloride, in case of aluminum chloride, 3 electrons cannot be transferred into Cl3. So Cl3 will not be ionic bond. So simply you can say that the first condition is that donor atom should have lower value of ionization enthalpy. Acceptor atom should have हायर वैल्यू ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉन गेन एंथैल्पी, जिसको हम कहते हैं इलेक्ट्रॉन ग्रहण एंथैल्पी, और अर्लियर इट इज नोन एज इलेक्ट्रॉन एफिनिटी. सो इफ अदर नॉन मेटल विल हैव दिस इज मोर नेगेटिव वैल्यू ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉन गेन एंथैल्पी, द इलेक्ट्रॉन कैन बी इजिली एक्सेप्टेड. वेन इट इज कैन इजिली एक्सेप्टेड, सो इलेक्ट्रॉन कैन बी इजिली ट्रांसफर्ड. Now you are well aware that if you compare by taking T2 conditions, if you want to prepare sodium chloride, energetically sodium chloride will not form. The reason is you'll find that energy, if you find out the energy, this comes out to be around 147 kilojoule per mole, which is positive. So when energy is positive, chemical bond is not formed. So third condition is when two ions are approached to each other, There is a strong electrostatic attraction between them. When due to that electrostatic attraction, they liberate large amount of energy, which is known as lattice energy. So lattice energy will compensate, lattice energy liberated. So that is the positive value, 147 kilojoule per mole is required. So lattice energy compensate that value. So third condition is lattice energy should be high. Lattice energy will be dependent upon the size and charge on the cation and anion. And you can easily calculate, I'll give you another formula also. But here you can easily calculate by using Bond-Lenz equation. Z plus Z minus E square A upon R 1 minus 1 upon N. Where Z plus and Z minus, you can simply say, are the charges on the cation and anion. E is the electronic charge, A is Mach constant, R is the internuclear distance, and small n is known as bond exponent. If all the values are given in the question paper, you can easily find out the value of U, that is lattice energy. And by using this lattice energy, you can easily explain what type of nature of bonding in a particular compound. Secondly, we can also calculate lattice energy by using Bohn-Haber cycle, which is most important, because this is the only method by which we can calculate electron gain enthalpy also. So five different terms are involved when we talk about the Bohn-Haber cycle. The first is, because if you want to prepare Na solid plus Cl2, then NaCl crystal is formed. The how will you explain the formation is positive or not? So we have to take first Na should be converted into Na in a gaseous state. So that is called heat of sublimation. Since energy is absorbed, sign will be positive, plus E. We can simply say here S, sublimation, heat of sublimation. Then Na gas should be converted into Na cation. Then we have to use ionization enthalpy. In this process again, energy is absorbed. So we can say Na plus gaseous again plus, that is you can say IE we can say. Then third step is Cl2 is diatomic molecule. We have to convert into monoatomic. So that is called half HD, heat of dissociation. Again energy will be absorbed. Then Cl is converted into Cl minus by giving this electron. So this is called electron gain enthalpy. So I have just told you the electron gain enthalpy having negative value, because energy is released. In this process energy is released. So it will have negative value. Now when these cation and anion in gaseous states bring close together, a crystal is formed. Again energy is released. That energy is known as lattice energy. Again, because energy released, you can put minus sign, minus U. So we can find out the formation, that is delta HF should be equal to HS plus IE plus half HD minus EA minus U. So if delta HF is negative, the value of delta HF is negative, then a molecule is formed. If it is positive, then molecule will not form. This should be clear. HF should be negative, means EA and U, lattice energy, should compensate
the positive value, positive energy, so that a molecule can form. So it is must that value of delta HF should be negative.
Negative. Dear learners, हम लोग आगे पढ़ने से पहले आपको फिर एक बार हम बता दें कि हम लोग केमिकल बॉन्डिंग डिस्कस कर रहे हैं और इसके लिए सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट जो बात है सबसे पहले समझना आपको केमिकल बॉन्डिंग क्यों होता है. जैसा सर ने बताया आपको केमिकल बॉन्डिंग के लिए दो क्राइटेरिया है. कोई भी एलिमेंट जिनके वैलेंस इलेक्ट्रॉन में एक दो या तीन इलेक्ट्रॉन हो या फिर सात छह सात आठ पांच छह सात आठ हो सकते हैं तो केमिकल बॉन्डिंग का बेसिक क्राइटेरिया है कि जब भी दो एटम्स कंबाइन करेंगे उनका कम्बिनेशन के बाद इलेक्ट्रॉन का अरेंजमेंट उनके वैलेंस शेल में आठ होना चाहिए जो कि सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट क्राइटेरिया केमिकल बॉन्डिंग बनता क्यों है. हर एक एलिमेंट्स का यही टेंडेंसी होता है कि किसी तरह से इलेक्ट्रॉन देके या गैन करके या शेयर करके उनके वैलेंस सेल में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक अरेंजमेंट आठ आ जाए एक्सेप्ट हीलियम क्योंकि हीलियम के वैलेंस इलेक्ट्रॉन में केवल दो इलेक्ट्रॉन है. तो दिस इज द बेसिक कॉज द एवरी एलिमेंट ट्राई टू फॉर्म ए केमिकल बॉन्ड टू अटेन इनर्ट गैस कॉन्फिगरेशन बाय लूजिंग और बाय गेनिंग और बाय शेयरिंग ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉन्स. एज इन द केस ऑफ आयनिक बॉन्ड आपने देखा कि सोडियम और क्लोरीन के बीच का जो बॉन्ड बनेगा वो आयनिक बॉन्ड होगा और बॉन्डिंग बनने के बाद दोनों एलिमेंट्स सोडियम और क्लोरीन जो कि बाद में सोडियम आयन और क्लोराइड आयन बनेंगे उनका आउटर सेल में इलेक्ट्रॉन्स का अरेंजमेंट आठ होगा. जैसे सर ने बताया कि सोडियम का अरेंजमेंट होगा 281 जो कि आउटर सेल में एक इलेक्ट्रॉन है और क्लोरीन मॉलिक्यूल में 17 एटॉमिक नंबर है तो अरेंजमेंट आएगा 287. दोनों के पास आउटर सेल में 8 इलेक्ट्रॉन्स नहीं है इसलिए दोनों एलिमेंट्स फ्री स्टेट में क्या होंगे दे आर वेरी रिएक्टिव. एंड आफ्टर द रिएक्शन व्हाट हैपेन सोडियम ट्रांसफर द इलेक्ट्रॉन वन इलेक्ट्रॉन फ्रॉम द वैलेंस सेल एंड इट इज ट्रांसफर टू द क्लोरीन एटम विच गेन्स वन इलेक्ट्रॉन एंड द आउटर मोस्ट 7 इलेक्ट्रॉन इज कन्वर्टेड टू 8 इलेक्ट्रॉन एंड अल्टीमेटली द सोडियम आयन गेट 28 इलेक्ट्रॉनिक अरेंजमेंट एंड क्लोराइड आयन गेट 288 अरेंजमेंट एंड बोथ बिकम्स स्टेबल एंड दे कम्बाइन एज सोडियम कटायन एंड क्लोराइड आयन दे फॉर्म सोडियम क्लोराइड लैटिस और सोडियम क्लोराइड एज ए सॉलिड क्रिस्टल. तो दिस इज द बेसिक कॉज एंड थ्री इंपॉर्टेंट क्राइटेरिया यू मस्ट रिमेम्बर. फर्स्ट द एलिमेंट विच इज रिलीजिंग द इलेक्ट्रॉन शुड हैव लो वैल्यू ऑफ आयनाइजेशन पोटेंशियल. दैट मीन्स उनका इलेक्ट्रॉन देने का कैपेसिटी ज्यादा होना चाहिए जल्दी इलेक्ट्रॉन रिलीज कर दे लो टेम्परेचर पे या नॉर्मल टेम्परेचर पे. और सेकेंड है जो इलेक्ट्रॉन कैप्चर कर रहे हैं उनका इलेक्ट्रॉन कैप्चर करने का टेंडेंसी ज्यादा होना चाहिए इलेक्ट्रॉन एफिनिटी ज्यादा होना चाहिए. और थर्ड कंडीशन है जो एटम्स आयन्स आपस में कंबाइन कर रहे हैं उनका लैटिस एंथैल्पी हाई होना चाहिए. जितना ज्यादा लैटिस एंथैल्पी होगा उतना ज्यादा उनका बॉन्ड स्ट्रांग बनेगा और आयनिक बॉन्ड स्ट्रांगर बनेगा. तो हम लोग अभी बॉर्न-हेवर साइकिल के बारे में भी हमने स्टडी किया. अब फर्दर हम लोग सर से जानेंगे कि नेक्स्ट जो टाइप है बॉन्ड हमारा कोवलेंट बॉन्ड कैसे बनता है और क्यों बनता है और कितने प्रकार होते हैं.
नाउ एज यू आर आई हैव जस्ट टोल्ड यू द बॉर्न-हेवर साइकिल सो यू शुड बी क्लियर द डेल्टा एचएफ शुड बी नेगेटिव. इफ डेल्टा एचएफ इज नॉट नेगेटिव देन ए केमिकल आयनिक बॉन्ड विल नॉट फॉर्म. यू शुड बी क्लियर हियर. Now, for on the basis of this, you can explain a number of questions like NF3 is known, but NI3, NBI3 are not known. The reason is because when you calculate the lattice energy or delta HF by using the five terms, you will find in case of NI3 or NBR3, the value is positive. And value of positive, this you can explain on the basis of dissociation energy. Because the electronegative difference is less. Now, simply you can say, so you can explain certain properties of the compounds also on the basis of this lattice energy. The compounds which having high lattice energy will be less soluble in water. Or you can simply explain the nature of bonding also. Now, before going discussing this covalent bonding, you should know what are the characteristics properties of ionic compounds.
Ionic compounds, yeah.
Now you are well aware that ionic compounds generally exist as solids. You have seen the sodium chloride is a solid, magnesium chloride is also a solid. And they also have high melting and boiling point, that is Galnang and Kothnang. Because I have just told you, there is strong electrostatic attraction. Due to this reason, they have high value of melting point and boiling point. Third, you can simply say that they are highly soluble in polar solvents like water. Because you should know that if we compare the solubility or weakness of electrophores will be equal to Z minus Z plus upon R Q, D. D is known as dielectric constant. So water has maximum dielectric constant, therefore it can easily break the or overcome the electrostatic forces. So there most of the ionic compounds are soluble in water. And finally you can say the ionic compounds conducts electricity either in the molten state or in the aqueous solution. This question can be asked, why not in solid state? Because in the case of solid states, ions are not separated. So they cannot conduct electricity. So if you examiner may ask you, the sodium chloride in solid state do not conduct electricity, but in aqueous or molten state, molecules are free. And in aqueous solution, ions are free. So when they can easily move from one place to other place, they can easily conduct the electricity.
एक बच्चे का confusion बराबर आता है, बच्चियों का अगर question पूछा जाए कि कोई भी metal है वो क्यों conductor है और एक aqueous solution ionic compound का वो भी conductor है, तो दोनों में basic differences क्या है? Conductor ionic compounds भी हैं, तो किस case में electron responsible है conductivity के लिए और किस case में ions responsible?
Now in case of metal, electrons are responsible, but when you take the aqueous solution, then ions you get sodium plus and Cl minus. So, in case of metal, electrons are responsible, but in case of sodium chloride, for example, that is aqueous solution, ions are responsible. Ions are free. They can move from one place to other place. That's why they can easily conduct the electricity. Now, you take this, so you can easily explain. Now, come to the covalent bonding. Now, a covalent bond is formed. As you are aware, when discuss the electronegativity, you have seen, listen. Again, you can explain the nature of bonding on the basis of electronegativity. If two combining atoms have large difference in their electronegativity, the nature of bonding will be ionic. If the two atoms either having nearly same electronegativity or no difference, then they will form covalent bonding. So if you take sodium chloride, chlorine gas, Cl2 is formed. When two Cl are combined, both have 287, 287. So, if sharing of electron takes place between the two atoms, then bonding will be covalent. And each electron is shared by both the atoms. So, there is a pair of electrons. And in this pair of electrons, one electron is shared by one Cl, another electron is shared by the other Cl. So, you will form, a pair is formed, that is by sharing of electrons. And that pair will be counted both to complete their octet. For example, you can take 287, 287. So you will find 286, 286, and two electrons are between. So they will be counted both. 286 and 2, that is 8. Similarly, 6 plus 2, 8. So this type of bonding is known as covalent bonding. Now, as far as covalent bonding is concerned, we can again explain the characteristics. Covalent bonds are generally exist either found in the liquid state or in the gaseous state. Secondly, they have low melting and boiling because electrostatic force is weak, so they have low melting and boiling points. They are less soluble in ionic solvents but more soluble in covalent solvents like the alcohol, ether, etc. And finally, you will find they are bad conductors because ions are not separated, so they are bad conductor of electricity. So it should be, you can easily compare the difference between ionic and covalent bonding.
Covalent bond के लिए आपको मैं बता दूं, सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट क्राइटेरिया है कि जो भी कंबाइनिंग एटम्स होंगे इनके वैलेंस सेल में 1, 2, या 3 इलेक्ट्रॉन्स नहीं होते. जनरली दे हैव 4, 5, और 6, 7 इलेक्ट्रॉन्स. इफ द टू कंबाइनिंग एटम डू नॉट हैव इलेक्ट्रॉन्स 1, 2, और 3, यू कैन इजिली फाइंड आउट बाय राइटिंग द इलेक्ट्रॉनिक अरेंजमेंट. दे विल डेफिनेटली शेयर द इलेक्ट्रॉन बिकॉज बोथ द एटम्स आर नॉट इन द पोजिशन टू ट्रांसफर द इलेक्ट्रॉन और to get another electron to a combining atom, because both are electron deficients in the sense their valence shell do not contain 8 electrons. Both are deficient and both cannot donate the electron to each other. The only solution for finding their chemical bondings, they have to share the electrons. If a bond is formed by sharing of electron between two atoms, this type of bond is known as covalent bond. And the sharing should be equal. Generally, when the two atom combines or share the electron, if one atom is sharing one electron, another will also share the single electron. That means we can say that equal sharing of electron between two atoms creates covalent bond. And the double, single or triple bond is dependent on the number of electrons shared between the atom. On this basis, we can classify the double or single or triple bond. Sir, can you give some examples about double, single and triple bonds?
We can simply say, for example, if you take single bond, I have just told you chlorine gas. If you want to prepare oxygen you will find here, you will see that they have 2, 6. That is 8 electrons. Similarly, 2, 6, there are 8 electrons. So they share 2 electrons each, so that their octet is complete. So 2 electrons for the double bond is there. 2 pairs are there. In nitrogen N2 molecule, 3 pair of electrons are there. So each donate 3 electrons, so then the 3 bonding will be there. So N triple bond N, O double bond O, Cl single bond Cl. These are called multiple bonding.
Multiple bonds. So we can say in other words that the number of electrons required to share to form a bond. Decide the double bond, triple bond.
Just to complete the octet.
तो जितने इलेक्ट्रॉन शेयर करेंगे उतना ही बॉन्ड बनेगा. अगर इलेक्ट्रॉन शेयर हो रहा है तो उनके बीच का सिंगल बॉन्ड बनेगा, सिंगल कोवलेंट बॉन्ड. अगर दो इलेक्ट्रॉन का शेयरिंग कर रहे हैं, डबल बॉन्ड बनेगा उनके बीच. और अगर ये 3 इलेक्ट्रॉन शेयरिंग हो रहा है, दे विल फॉर्म ट्रिपल कोवलेंट बॉन्ड, जस्ट लाइक इन द केस ऑफ नाइट्रोजन. सो फर्दर वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस व्हाट आर द इंपॉर्टेंट प्रॉपर्टीज ऑफ कोवलेंट कंपाउंड्स एंड व्हाट आर द अदर टाइप्स ऑफ केमिकल बॉन्डिंग.
नाउ एज आई हैव जस्ट टोल्ड यू about the properties, so you can easily compare the properties of covalent bond and ionic bonds. Now, types of covalent bond. As you are aware, I have told you, electronegative difference in the case of ionic compounds. So, ionic compounds are always polar in nature. But covalent compound may be polar or may be non-polar.
Non-polar.
That depends upon if they come two atoms having same electronegativity. The position of electron pair, which is contributed or shared by these two, will be in between. That is, if it is Cl, plus Cl, if you see the position of pair of electron, that will remain exactly between the two Cl. But that is the type of bond is known as non-polar bond. Now, if you take hydrochloric acid H plus H and Cl, you will find because chlorine is more electronegative, therefore the position of pair of electron will be shifted towards chlorine. If this is the case, then this type of covalent bonding is known as polar covalent bond. So we can easily explain polar and non-polar covalent bond when there is no difference in the electron negative two atoms, that is the non-polar. If they differ in their electronegativity, that will be the polar covalent bond. So students should be explained polar and non-polar. Third, as I have told you, coordinate covalent bond. Coordinate covalent bond is nothing, that is like covalent bonding. Only difference is, you should know the difference. In case of covalent bonding, in a pair of electrons, equal number of electrons are contributed from both the atoms. But in a coordinate covalent bond, the pair of electrons is donated by a single atom, not both. For example, you want to prepare ammonia plus H plus ion, ammonium ion is formed. So H plus ion has no electron. And nitrogen has a lone pair of electrons. So this lone pair of electrons is contributed towards hydrogen. So it will give you ammonium ion. Similarly, you can say hydronium ion. And all these, or you are very well aware, as I earlier told you about the complex formation, where coordinate covalent is formed, because a lone pair of electrons is contributed by one molecule or one atom. So you'll get coordinate covalent bond. As far as property is concerned, they have same property as that of covalent bonding.
In this case, especially in the coordinate bond, you don't confuse that lone pair of electrons. Suppose in the case of combination of ammonia and hydrogen ion, in this case the lone pair of electron on the nitrogen is not transferred, it is donated.
Donated
means it becomes the common property between the nitrogen and the H plus ion. because H plus ion is completely electron deficient, it do not have a single, not a single electron it has. So this electron pair is donated to the H plus ion to make it electron requirement to become stable. So it becomes common property between these two ions, not transfer.
But main difference is, in case of ionic bond, electrons is donated. But here, in case of ionic compounds, that electron will not be counted for both. But here, the pair of electrons will be counted for both. This, if you want to see the octet of nitrogen and octet of hydrogen. So hydrogen, because hydrogen cannot form more than, cannot accommodate more than two electrons. So hydrogen is complete two. And nitrogen will be, this pair of electrons will be counted for nitrogen also. To complete this octet. So therefore, that is called coordinate covalent bonding. That is the difference between the ionic and...
It is also known as dative bond.
Dative bond. It is also known as dative bond. Yeah. It is also known as dative bond.
It is also known as dative bond.
Yeah.
So their properties are similar to the covalent compounds.
Covalent compounds. So I am not going to explain the properties again. Now, third category is the, I think you are well aware, hydrogen bonding, which is most important of our life. I think you have seen water. If hydrogen bond was not there, that hydrogen will not be a liquid, will not exist in liquid state. And when water does not exist in liquid state, life is not possible, as you are aware. So hydrogen bonds, or you can simply say, if you see our body, the protein, peptides are,
carbohydrates, protein,
all having hydrogen bonding. So, due to presence of hydrogen bonding, our life is possible on the earth. Otherwise, life... So, it is an important bonding. So, you can say, it is a special type of attraction between a hydrogen bond. Hydrogen atom bonded to the strongly electronegative atoms like nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine. And the unshared pair of electrons on another electronegative atoms. Hydrogen bond is weak bond. The strength of hydrogen bond is approximately 4.25 kilojoule per mole. It is quite small as compared to covalent bond, which needs a few hundreds of kilojoule per mole of energy to break. However, it is strong enough to be responsible for the high boiling points of water and HF. In fact, it is due to the hydrogen bonding only that water exists as a liquid. The low density of ice, I will give you the, I'll explain all the questions on the basis of hydrogen bonding. So first, it should be clear that hydrogen bond is formed mainly between the electrostatic attraction between the hydrogen and most electronegative atoms, like nitrogen, oxygen, or fluorine. But you should know what are the conditions. Conditions are, the size should be small, you should be clear, and they have high electronegativity. But sometimes question is asked that if you compare the electronegativity of chlorine and oxygen, both have almost same electronegativity, that is 3.5. But oxygen can form hydrogen bond, not chloride, chlorine. So this can explain the basis of size. Chlorine is larger in size as compared to oxygen. Therefore, chlorine will not be able to form hydrogen bonding.
Or we can say that chlorine atom bigger size will
bigger
interfere
size.
In the
bigger
formation
size
of hydrogen bond.
Hydrogen bonding. Actually, research is going on, but that is not... now of your interest, but it has been found in some papers that chlorine can also form hydrogen bonding, but it has not come out
some
higher level. So you will not, I will not explain here. Now second is types of hydrogen bonding. There are two types of hydrogen bonding known as intermolecular hydrogen bonding, and second is intramolecular hydrogen bonding. Intermolecular hydrogen bonding means when two or more molecules combine together to form a chain, you can say ammonia and double, it is combined, number of ammonia combined together, that
same
is called
in
association.
Case of water molecules.
Similarly, water molecules or HF molecules, they combine, zigzag motion is there. So they combine and to form a polymeric compounds. So that is type of bond known as intermolecular hydrogen bonding. If hydrogen bonding takes place between the same molecule, for example, if you say this is para-nitrobenzene, meta-nitrobenzene, or ortho-nitro, so the example of intramolecular is ortho-nitrobenzene or ortho-nitro-salicylic acid, where you find the hydrogen bonding takes place within the same molecules. There is no polymeric form. So this type of bonding is known as intramolecular hydrogen bonding. So on the basis of this question is generally asked that if you compare the boiling points of ortho derivatives with meta and para, you will find ortho derivatives have lower value of boiling point as compared to para and meta. This you can simply explain that in case of ortho, there is an intramolecular hydrogen bonding, and meta and para, there is an intermolecular. Intermolecular means more molecules are attached together. Or similarly, you can explain the ST character also. So there are so many questions are asked on the basis of this hydrogen bonding. Now I'll give you some questions. For example, first, as I have told you, first question generally asked about the water. Water is a liquid, but H2S is a gas. This you can explain because oxygen is there. Oxygen can form hydrogen bonding. And due to the presence of hydrogen bonding, water exists as liquid. Similarly, you are very aware that almost all the solid things, if you in water, they will not be float. But if you see the ice float on water. Why it is so? This we can explain when this ice is there, they have a lot of open spaces due to the presence of hydrogen bonding. Due to open spaces, it has lower density as compared to water. So that's why ice float on water. Or you can also explain a lot of questions on the related to this hydrogen bonding. For example, if you compare the boiling points of ammonia with the other hydrides of the same group, phosphine, that is phosphine. Actually, this is the trend that boiling point will increase as the molecular weight increases. But ammonia has higher boiling point as compared to phosphine. This you can again explain that in case of ammonia, due to hydrogen bonding, association will take place. And due to this association, ammonia has higher boiling point. Similarly, you can explain water or HF.
And this bonding will be intermolecular.
Intermolecular hydrogen bonding. That's why the chain will form. So they have, or rather, we can say association, and that's why they have high value of boiling points.
Before going further, I want to just remind you that for hydrogen bonding, the most important criteria is if two molecules are combining by hydrogen bond, the one atom will be hydrogen. That's why the name given hydrogen bond. One will be hydrogen, definitely. Other atom will be electronegative elements like oxygen, nitrogen, chlorine, fluorine, whatever the element may be. So the first criteria, hydrogen bonding, is the one element will be hydrogen, other will be electronegative elements. And this type of bonding is of two type, as Sarah told you, intermolecular and intramolecular hydrogen bonding. Intermolecular bond is formed within the between the molecules of the same compounds. Suppose we are saying about the water, all the molecules are water, and the bond is formed between oxygen of one water molecule and the hydrogen atom of the other water molecule. So this type of bonding is known as intermolecular hydrogen bonding. And if the second type is intra, means within, That means the molecule. Bond will form within the molecule. Usi molecule ke andar wo bond banega. That's why hum log bol rahe intra. Intra ka matlab hota hai within. To agar koi hydrogen bond ban raha hai, jisme ek hydrogen atom hai aur dusra ek electronegative element hai, aur wo bond molecules ke andar hi ban raha hai, wo kisi other molecule se combine nahi kar raha hai, tab usko hum log bolenge, this is known as intramolecular hydrogen bonding. Jaise ki sir ne example aapko bataya, orthonitrophenol. This molecule, phenol and the nitro group, the OHH hydrogen and oxygen of the nitro group, they combine together and interact due to difference in electronegativity. They form the hydrogen bond, and this bond is formed within the molecule. That's why it is known as intramolecular hydrogen bonding. And its isomer, that is para-nitrophenol. This compound has both. OH group is also there. Nitro group is also there, but due to distance factor or due to their orientation factor, they are unable to form intramolecular hydrogen bond. So the hydrogen bond is formed, but it will not form intra, it will form intermolecular hydrogen bond. That means the hydrogen OH group ka jo hydrogen atom hoga, wo dusre molecule ke nitro group ke oxygen ke sath combine karega, and they will form the bonding, and aur is tarah se inke beech ka jo bond banega वो होगा इंटर मॉलिक्यूलर हाइड्रोजन बॉन्डिंग। इसलिए ये दोनों आइसोमर्स बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन है और बराबर एग्जाम्स में आते भी हैं कि वाई ऑर्थोनाइट्रोफिनोल एंड पारानाइट्रोफिनोल हैज डिफरेंस इन देयर बॉइलिंग पॉइंट। तो ये डिफरेंस के आंसर आपका होगा, ये डिफरेंस बताना है कि दोनों का बॉन्डिंग का नेचर कैसा है। ऑर्थो में इंट्रा होगा, पारा में इंटरमॉलिक्यूलर होगा। और एक इम्पॉर्टेंट पॉइंट आप याद कर लें यहां पे कि जब भी इंटरमॉलिक्यूलर हाइड्रोजन बॉन्ड बनेगा किसी मॉलिक्यूल्स में, उनका इंटरेक्शन स्ट्रांग होगा मॉलिक्यूल्स के बीच का और बॉइलिंग पॉइंट हाई होगा। और जब इंट्रा बनेगा तब उनके भी डिफरेंट मॉलिक्यूल के साथ कोई इंटरेक्शन नहीं होता, उनका बॉन्ड अपने में ही बन रहे, तो इस केसेस में बॉइलिंग पॉइंट घटेगा। तो अगर आप ये फाइंड आउट कर लेते हैं कि किस मॉलिक्यूल में इंटर बन रहा है या इंट्रा बन रहा है, तो यू कैन इजिली डिसाइड कि किसका बॉइलिंग पॉइंट ज्यादा होगा। तो हम लोग और फर्दर आगे इसके बारे में जानेंगे, और भी बहुत सारे क्वेश्चन है सर। एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन यहाँ पे याद आया कि अगर हम ले वाटर का डेंसिटी और ग्लिसरीन का डेंसिटी, दोनों के डेंसिटी में बहुत डिफरेंस है, या फ्लोडिटी जिसको कहते हैं हम लोग, फ्लो वाटर का फ्लो बहुत हाई होगा, ग्लिसरॉल का फ्लो बहुत स्लो होता है या डेंसिटी हाई होता है, तो कैन बी एक्सप्लेन द आंसर ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ हाइड्रोजन बॉन्डिंग?
या ऑल दीज आंसर्स कैन बी एक्सप्लेन द बेसिस ऑफ हाइड्रोजन बॉन्डिंग। एज आई टोल्ड यू जस्ट नाउ दैट ग्लिसरीन इज मोर विस्कस और सल्फ्यूरस इज मोर विस्कस बिकॉज नंबर ऑफ हाइड्रोजन बॉन्ड विल बी मोर, सो दैट्स व्हाई यू कैन सिंपली से ग्लिसरीन इज मोर विस्कस एज कंपेयर टू वाटर।
ग्लिसरीन में थ्री ओएच
ग्रुप होते हैं, तो दैट यू हैव मोर हाइड्रोजन बॉन्डिंग बॉन्ड्स, सो दैट इज व्हाई इट इज मोर विस्कस इन नेचर।
कैन बी आंसर ऑन द
बेसिस ऑफ हाइड्रोजन बॉन्डिंग, नंबर ऑफ हाइड्रोजन बॉन्ड विल बी मोर, सो दैट विस्कोसिटी विल इंक्रीज। सिमिलरली वी कैन एक्सप्लेन दैट ईथर एंड इथाइल अल्कोहल, यू आर वेरी अवेयर that if you compare molecular weight are same, but if you compare the boiling point, ethyl alcohol has higher value of melting point as compared to ether. The reason again, because in case of ethyl alcohol there is hydrogen bonding which is not possible in case of ether. Similarly, you are very aware that lower alcohols are highly soluble in water. If you take ethyl alcohol although it is a covalent compound, but it is easily soluble in water. Again, there is hydrogen bond between ethyl alcohol and water. So hydrogen bond plays an important role when you this in the life. If hydrogen bond was not there, then life was not possible. Now I have to move the next topic, that is hybridization. I think you are very aware that why we need hybridization actually. Now you are very aware that when we take about the methane molecule, for example, now methane molecules, if you write down the electronic configuration of carbon, it is 1s2, 2s2, 2p2. So simply you can say that when they combine with the four hydrogens, it can easily combine, that is, there are four electrons in the outermost cell. So you can simply say that 2 with the s, 2s and 2 with the 2p. Now if this is the case, since s and p have difference in energy, they should have different bond length. But it has been found that their bond lengths, all the four bond lengths are same. All the four bond lengths are same. Now question, you can explain the basis of hybridization. Actually what happens, the s and p orbitals, although they have difference in energy, they combine together to produce new orbital, which is known as hybrid orbital. Hybrid orbital will have same energy, all the hybrids. For example, you can take S and P, they combine together, although they have some difference in energy, but difference will not be large. So see, for hybridization, it is must that when two atom orbitals combine together, they should have almost same energy. If energy difference is large, then they will not combine. You should be clear. So they should have almost same energy, they combine together to form a new hybrid orbital. And this hybrid orbital, having that, you can say in case of methane, this is S and P combined together to form sp3 hybrid orbitals, and all these four hybrid orbitals having same energy. So one S orbital and three P orbitals combined together to form sp3 hybridized. So that will have same energy. And since they have same energy, their bond length will also be same. So we need the hybridization because bond length are same. So there are two conditions for hybridization. First is the almost same energy, and second is same symmetry. Actually, most of the students confused here. When we put positive sign, they say there should be repulsion. But that is sign of wave functions. So sign of wave functions should be same. Then they will overlap. For example, if you take overlapping is there, you'll get, so there are different type of hybridizations. But before discussing the different type of hybridizations, students should be able to, how they will be able to find out the hybridization for a particular molecule. Mm. I'll give you the formula here. The hybridization will be equal to SA. SA means number of surrounding atoms. I'll give you the example. Plus half, then in bracket, number of valence electrons, minus number of hydrogen or double of the oxygen. Plus minus E. Plus minus E means if charge present on the particular molecule. If charge is negative, then put plus sign. If charge is positive, then put minus sign. So by using this formula, you can easily find out the particular hybridization in a particular compound. For example, I'll give you the TDS product compounds, that is SO42 minus ion. Here you can say that hybridization, you will get the number. Suppose if number comes out to be 2, that is the sp hybridization. If number come out 3, that is sp2 hybridization. If number comes out to 4, it is sp3 dehybridization. Sorry, sp3, 5 sp3d. And 6 sp3d2. So you can easily find out. So for example, I have been taking sulfate, SO4. So first SA, how many oxygen are there? 4. We'll put 4 in the place of SA. Plus half, number of valence electrons in sulfur are 6. And there are 4 oxygen. So 2 into 4 minus 8. Then negative charge is minus 2. That is become plus 2. So this becomes 0. So SA is 4. So that is, you can say, the hybridization will be 4. 4 means sp3. So sulfate has sp3 type of hybridization. I am repeating again that you take sulfate SO42 minus ion, where SA, because there are 4 oxygen around the sulfate, sulfur, so you put 4 in place of SA. Plus half in bracket, number of valence electrons in sulfur is 6. Put 6. Then there are 4, I have just told you, either the number of hydrogen or double of the oxygen. So there are 4 oxygen. So 2 into 4, 8, minus 8. Then I have told you, if negative sign is there, put plus sign. If negative charge is there, if positive charge is there, then put negative sign. Then since charge is negative, so you can say plus 2. So 2, 6, 8, minus 8 will be 0. So simply you can say hybridization comes out 4. 4 means sulfate has sp3 type of hybridization. So you can take any this molecule. For example, you can take ammonium ion. For example, ammonium ion, the number of again surrounding are 4, plus half. Nitrogen has valence electron 5. 5 minus, because hydrogen there, 5 minus 4, minus 1, because charge is plus 1, ammonium ion, minus 1. So again, this becomes 0. So again, ammonium ion also have sp3 type of hybridization. You can take, for example, BeCl2. In BeCl2, the valence electron is, you are well aware, this is 1s2, 2s2. So there are 2 surrounding at SH2 plus half, then 2 valence electrons, this is in beryllium, there are 2 valence electrons, 2, and there are 2 Cl. So hydrogen or, hum keh sakte hain yahan pe, number of hydrogen or monovalent ion. So 2 minus 2, that becomes 0. So in case of beryllium chloride, hydrogen will be sp2. Similarly, you can take BF3. BF3 surrounding atoms are 3, plus half, valence electrons are 3, then again monovalent ions are 3, so 3 means that is sp2 type of hybridization. So we can simply find out the hybridizations. I am not comparing the multiple bonding, we cannot discuss acetylene or ethene on the basis of this formula. This formula will be applicable only for anionic molecules, where no doubling or triple bonding are present. So we have to concentrate only. So, because most of these students confuse what type of hybridization will be present in the particular compound. So, you can easily find out the type of hybridization by using this formula. I will give simple other compounds like SO2, CO2. Because this question is generally asked, I will discuss this question, we will discuss the BACPR theory. But sometimes this question is asked, the CO2 and SO2 have same number of atoms. CO2 is linear, but SO2 is not linear.
Bent shape.
Bent shape structure. This you can easily explain on the basis of hybridizations. Now, in case of carbon dioxide, surrounding atoms are 2, put 2 here. Plus half, the carbon is having 4 valence electrons. Then there are 4, this is oxygens. 2 oxygens, 2 into 4, that is 4. So they become 0. So CO2 has sp type of, because this is value 2. So carbon dioxide has sp type of hybridization. SP means linear structure. But in case of SO2, 2 you put in place of SA plus half, 6. The valence electron sulfur is 6. 6 minus 4. 2 into 4, that is 4. So this becomes 3. S, this is the number of S will be 3. 3 means SP3 type, sorry, SP2 type of hybridizations. So carbon dioxide and SO2 have different type of hybridizations. In carbon dioxide, it is SP. In case of sulfur dioxide, it is SP2. So that's why sulfur dioxide is a bent, having bent structure, whereas CO2 is a linear structure.
On the basis of hybridization, we can compare
the... We can compare the shapes of the particular molecules.
So, discussing more about the hybridization, one should remember that for hybridization, we should know the criteria in which cases hybridization will take place. So we are talking about the covalent molecules. In case of covalent molecules, the important criteria for hybridization is, the first one is, the combining atom must have unpaired electrons, at least one unpaired electron which is going to hybridized. And the other one has also number of electrons. So, the combining orbitals which are going to mix, that is hybridize, their energy must be similar. Two important criteria. The hybridizing orbitals must have at least one electron, single electron, it can be a pair of electrons. And all the combining orbitals must have similar energy. And the product of hybridization is, after hybridization, the hybrid orbitals have the same energy and same shape. There is no difference in the energy and the shapes. And we can also, very easy way to find out the what is the types of hybridization in different molecules, we can understand by counting the number of sigma and pi bonds. So I think our learners should get some information about sigma and pi bond. And we have talked about only compounds containing sigma bond. That is single bond. For in case of methane, there are 4 single bonds. And on the basis of counting the number of sigma bond present within a molecule, or the number of sigma bond attached to a particular element, we can find out the nature of hybridization. So first of all, I briefly define about the what is sigma and pi bonds, how it can be calculated.
Now, as far as sigma and pi bonds are concerned, you should be clear. First, this is the true, that only sigma bond will be counted in hybridizations. Pi bond will never be counted in the hybridizations. So when we talk about the hybridizations, only sigma bonds. So when you write down the electronic configuration, this is the box is formed, like valence bond approach, you can easily find out that, says I have just told you sulfate. So you write down the boxes, this is sulfur age, 1s2, 2s2, 2p4. Then, sorry, 2p6, 3s2, 3p4. You put the last one, 3s2, 3p4, and SO2 have 4 unpaired electrons, because they are, 8 minus 2, 6. 6 electrons are there. So these, out of the 6 electrons, 4 will first form sigma bonds. So that's why sp3 type of hybridization. Sigma bond means head-to-head overlapping. That when 2p orbitals combine through head-to-head overlapping, that is called sigma bonding.
Sigma bond is formed.
And if there is a sideways overlapping, then called as pi bonding.
Pi bonds.
So sigma bonds are stronger bond as compared to pi bonds.
Mm. Or sigma bond is formed by the hybridization process.
The orbitals should be same, then they will form sigma bonds.
Formation of pi bond do not involve
hybridization. So hybridization only sigma bond is formed.
So one fact you have to remember, that a sigma bond is formed by the hybridization process, whereas the pi bond form is a separate process there by side by side overlapping of orbitals. So learners, in case of methane molecule, as you said, all the bonds are single. Whenever a single bond is attached, it is sigma. If there is more than single bond, suppose in case of oxygen molecule, you can say oxygen double bond, the first one will be sigma, and other rest all the bonds will be whatever, it can be one or two, it will be pi bond. Between two atom, the single bond will be sigma, and other bonds, if they are present, they will be the pi bonds. So if you calculate, suppose in a compound there are four sigma bonds, it means four orbitals will overlap. So you can start from the counting 1s and then 3p.
3p, yeah.
It is 4, that means the combining orbitals will be 4, so it will be sp3 hybridization. Suppose
they actually here students sometimes do a mistake.
Hmm.
They first they form sigma bonds. If still unpaired electrons are there, then they form pi bonds. Generally, students do like that, they combine all the oxygen similar way. Double bond is there, they combine with the S and P. So generally students confused the water hybridization is.
So we have to take care about the hybridization when you counting or deciding the hybridization of molecules. So learner, in our this program we have learned so many things about the chemical bonding, types of chemical bond and the hybridization. And we will discuss further more important topics in this chapter. And I am very thankful for Dr. Sulekh Indraji for coming to our studio. Thank you learners for listening to our program.